Welcome. As you know, the whole world right now is about hand sanitizer. You can't even buy hand sanitizer. They were out of it at Whole Foods, but the lady said, spray this deodorant on your hands. It has the same ingredients as hand sanitizer. So that's the world we're living in. I'm spraying deodorant on my hands. But the hardest part I found is keeping my three-year-old's hands clean. We were eating at a restaurant today, and I sprayed hand sanitizer on her hands, and she wiped her hands all over the table. So I said, I gotta spray your hands again. Then she got water from the machine, and she grabbed onto the machine with her hands, and I said, I gotta spray your hands again. Then she wiped her hands all over the restaurant seat, and then she rubbed her eyes. I mean, what do? She's three. And then my mom calls me, and someone at her golf club, who she saw at the gym at the golf club just the other day, this guy now has coronavirus. So my mom's figuring out if she has to self-quarantine for 14 days. The wave has crashed upon us all. And you and I can keep running and ducking from the wave, but there comes a certain point where we just gotta learn how to swim. This is a moment in our time in history. And for a long while, I was hoping it would not quite reach my world, but it's here now. We're in it. And I find at least once each day, I get sucked into a podcast or the news and you hear something that's really intense, sometimes scary, takes your breath away. So I'm making a decision right now, and I invite you to consider this decision too, to stop seeing coronavirus as the enemy, the adversary, something you need to escape from or hide from. Do you really want to live with an enemy in your life? How can you make coronavirus your teacher? Maybe it's not a teacher you like or you ever wished for, but it's a teacher that's here and it's causing massive adjustments and it's leaving eternal scars and it will never be forgotten. I said to my wife today, the day is coming where someone we know is going to get coronavirus and we can go into shock and be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Or we can take a breath and face it. Now look, I'm all for social distancing, getting ahead of it, being careful. This is nothing about being reckless. It's just about position and perspective. Abraham Lincoln said, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" What if you took a completely different approach to this thing? Instead of arming yourself with fear, what about protecting yourself with love? A little side note. Last night, someone sent me a message. It was an excerpt from an old Sylvia Brown book that was published in 2008. Sylvia Brown was a psychic, so whatever you believe about that, like I said, take it for what it's worth. But in this book, she wrote, quote, "In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely." End quote. So let's have some fun with that. For coronavirus to suddenly vanish, wouldn't that be amazing? Bring back reality, bring back school, bring back sports. Maybe this sudden vanishing needs to start in your home and mine to flip our perspective. Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends? Fear stands for forget everything and run. But fear also stands for forget everything and rise. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. I really mean that today. You really got to take this moment to spread out, to own the space, to turn on and turn up your positivity. In any way, every way that you're down right now, your family, your community needs you to rise. Rise. The version of you that's fearful or panicky is not doing anyone any good. You know this. The version of you who's calm, your tank is filled with positive emotion, that's the version of you who makes a really healthy contribution in a time when we all need a healthy contribution. Rise. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to rise. If your attention wanders, rise, rise, rise. Coming back to the moment. It is here, What are you going to do about it? My three-year-old, she's getting her hands washed by daddy, and then a second later, she rubs her hands on the table. Then she rubs her eyes. I mean, what are you going to do with a three-year-old? My mom tells me someone in her club has coronavirus. She's thinking she needs 14 days of self-quarantine. There's no more hiding, no more running. Now it's time to swim. Eventually, someone you know is going to have it. And you can freak out, or you can take a breath and face this moment in our lifetimes. And look, today's subject may not resonate with you, but maybe if you share my sense that living with an enemy is not comfortable, will you consider a different approach to this thing? Instead of arming yourself with fear, how about protecting yourself with love? Fear stands for forget everything and run, or fear stands for forget everything and rise. See you tomorrow. Peace.